You're looking right at it, so it's right at you, though.
Well, but when I'm reading something, I'm not going to be looking right at it. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the world. This is the Tastemakers here in fall. I guess it's still fall.
Fall,
right?
Autumn.
We're heading into
holiday season.
Holiday season. So it's great to be back on the show, back in the studio. I know it's been a while.
It has been quite some time. And to address that really quick, Mark, you said the Tastemakers. We are changing
we're rebranding.
Rebranding.
To the Bon Vivants.
That's correct.
Okay, right. But currently,
yes.
We are coming to you live today as the Tastemakers.
In studio at LA Talk
Radio.
Studio
1A.
Studio 1A.
In beautiful, sunny Tarzana, California.
Tarzana, California. Right, and so, a wonderful, beautiful day it is today, Mark.
Yeah. Well, again, it always is here in Southern California. It's right, I call it Shangri-La.
It seems like we went from 90s and 100s to all of a sudden 60s and 70s.
Right. Which is great.
But love it. Fantastic day to be on the air.
Yes.
Even though we're inside, we can see the outside. It's fantastic. Yep. Thanks for tuning in. And what's going on, Mark?
Well, did you start with your, do you have any of your birthdays?
Oh, you totally forgot. It's been a while, everybody. Right, Mark. I wish you would remind. Did you think about
that? Well, I know. Yeah. But I didn't say anything to you.
I would normally start with celebrity birthdays.
Oh, right.
Next time for sure.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, we're still recalibrating from the. What did you say? When was the last time we were here?
At least a year and a half.
Okay, it's been about a year and a half since we were here, so bear with us. We got a lot of stuff on the table, a lot of stuff to cover. I mean, a lot's been going on just the last few months.
Yeah.
Let alone last few years.
Busy summer.
Yeah, busy summer.
We got several events coming up. We just did a couple, so we'll go over that in a minute.
Yeah.
But we're going to start the show with some shout-outs and some thank yous.
A big shout-out and a big thank you to one of the biggest events that we enjoy going to and have for probably about 8 years now. It's the Breeders' Cup, which is, and I'm going to read this here, it's the 2 days of the best racing in the world. I know when you think of racing, you think of Santa Anita, you think of the Kentucky Derby, you think of the Triple Crown. But really, the number one racing event
in the world, international. I think half the horses were global from other countries.
Right. Yeah. I think so. I think half the horses were from countries outside of the United States, which is incredible. The Breeders' Cup Championship is home to the top horses, jockeys, owners, trainers, and breeders from around the globe where they compete in the World Championship. And this year, I believe, the final race, the big race.
Which is called the Breeders' Cup, right?
It was a $7 million Longines Breeders' Cup Classic. And I think it was $7 million was the purse on this one, which was
a lot.
Really, when you think of it, that's spectacular. Since the 1984, when the Breeders' Cup was
originated,
they invest in the thoroughbred industry, crowning 402 champions and paying out nearly $1 billion in purses and awards to owners and breeders since then. The Breeders' Cup has increased the awards and purses this year to $34 million, which is incredible when you think of it.
Mind-blowing.
This year, it was held at Del Mar. San Diego, where the surf meets the turf. Originally, I guess, opened by Bing Crosby in his
heyday,
Hollywood
in the 30s.
Buddies in the 30s. And, you know, we've been to many racetracks around the country. And I got to really say that Del Mar, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And what a fabulous place. We've been to two Breeders' Cups at Del Mar.
And we go annually to opening day of Del Mar, so it's a beautiful place. We're very familiar with
it. But the Breeders' Cup, you don't get 1 day, you know, like these other Triple Crown races. You get 2 days. And 2 days to watch the horses, the fashion, the food, the cocktails. The food alone was fantastic. This year, they had celebrity chef Curtis Stone as their, I guess, their official
celebrity chef for the event.
He was responsible for all the menus throughout the venue.
We had the pleasure once again of meeting Curtis,
right?
Who shared with us a couple of his menus,
right?
And super cool guy.
Yeah, the food that he prepared was fantastic.
Yes,
you know, when you're there 2 days.
I'm sorry about this. Matt, pull back a little bit from the microphone.
Oh, don't sit too close. Oh, okay.
Okay, because
Yep.
Okay. Oh. Sorry.
And so anyway,
technical difficulties.
The foods, you know, when you're eating for those foods down there for the 2 days, one of them, we had that short rib, that braised short rib, was just absolutely unbelievable.
It
absolutely
was,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we again, it was a great 2 days of racing, fashion, cocktails.
Cuisine. Socializing.
Terrific. And it all went down to the final race, which the—
Well, Mark, you forgot to say how many races we won.
Oh,
How many races
did we win?
A lot.
Yeah, we won more than we usually.
We didn't win a lot, but we won a lot of races.
Right. When he says we won, he doesn't mean we broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
We won the races. Yeah.
But there were so many good jockeys and so many good horses. It was tough to to handicap and to pick which one was the best. It all came down to the main race and the winner, Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Which was if you follow racing, Sierra Leone's won some. Came close to winning a lot of seconds and thirds.
Belmont or Derby,
very close. One of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, very close.
So to win the Breeders' Cup, that's the creme de la creme of the upper crust. And we say congratulations to Sierra Leone. Bred in Kentucky by Debbie Oxley. And it was a great race, by the way. I think we won place and show on that one.
Yeah.
And
exciting.
It was very exciting. We were blessed by having great weather down there.
Yeah.
And I believe
both days. Yeah.
BreedersCup.com. You need to start scheduling and planning for next year because, again, it is returning back to Del Mar.
Oh, there's Curtis right there.
Yeah. Curtis, right.
Yep. There he is.
Great guy.
Very cool.
But again, it's BreedersCup.com and it goes back to Del Mar next year. And I think, because we've been to the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Lexington at Keeneland. We never attended the Breeders' Cup of the Kentucky at the Churchill Downs. We've been to Churchill Downs before for the Kentucky
Many
Derby,
times, yeah.
And it's a great venue. But again, I think the Del Mar is the best. So it's a year away. But we always like to start planning a year ahead of time anyhow. So this way you get to plan your wardrobe and put the time aside in your calendar.
Book your hotel, plan your travel arrangements.
Fly in.
Mark said, it's a two-day event. This might be on your bucket list. If it's not the Kentucky Derby, go to the Breeders' Cup. Like Mark said, a two-day event. Yeah. Lots to do.
It's planned. And they also have the Longines Fashion Contest. I forget what it's called now. It's Longines Elegance, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're not giving away the watch, the Longines watch anymore. They're giving out $1,000 prize.
$1,000 is $1,000.
But and again, one of the judges, Carson Kresley, I think he's been judging for about 10 years, right?
8 years.
Or 8 years.
Because he said this is his eighth year he's been.
Great judge. Yeah. And again, the Harris brothers always enter.
Great guy.
I won about 7 years ago.
Matt won about five years ago.
And, we've entered in Lexington and
Santa Anita.
And over here.
A lot of competition, Mark.
Men and women.
A lot of competition.
So we suggest to make the weekend even more fun. Get your snappiest outfits on and get down there and enter the contest.
And when we were in Lexington, Mark, I think we met that woman from Ireland who had no idea
that there was winning, right? But she had no idea about it.
And we said, "You look great. Yeah. Enter. Yeah. Join." And she was hesitant. She did, and she won.
Yes, she did. So Breeders' Cup, the best 2 days in racing in the world. It's coming back. It's usually the first weekend in November, so I don't know if it'll be November 3rd or November 4th next year. 2025 returns back to Del Mar. The weather's always nice, where the surf meets the first fashion.
The surf meets the
surf
turf.
Fashion.
Plan for today. It's worth
cigar,
it.
Yeah, we always bring our cigars.
Because they do not sell them at the venue.
They don't sell them at the venue. So.
People come up to us and ask us all the time.
Yeah.
Buy them in advance.
Right. BreedersCup.com. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So I'll take a look at this during our next segment.
Always a pleasure being involved.
Yeah.
And I love the program, too.
Yeah, it's a great program.
Yeah.
And you get
complimentary
one for Friday and Saturday, which is great.
Complimentary,
yeah, which is fantastic. So.
Yeah, so fantastic. So right, Breeders' Cup, there you go.
Yep.
Being a bon vivant, I guess before
it is BreedersCup.com.
It is BreedersCup.com.
Yeah.
Okay, being a bon vivant and tastemaker and a bon vivant, we have the pleasure of being invited to attend openings, galas, launch parties. Hotel invitations, restaurant invitations, and so forth. We recently had the pleasure of being invited to a restaurant, a signature and staple in Beverly Hills for the last 30 years called Porta Villa. Yeah. There's one in Calabasas.
Oh, and there's a bunch of them.
Yep, Calabasas and Pacific Palisades. But the one that we attended was in Beverly Hills in what's called the, is it the Golden Triangle or just the Triangle?
I think it's the Golden Triangle.
Yeah. Porta Villa restaurant in Beverly Hills on Cannon, 424 North Cannon Drive. Go to their website, Porta Villa Restaurant. Fantastic food. We were greeted by the owner's son. I forgot what his name was. Yeah, we're bad at that. We apologize. But if you know the Prevagen. Harris Brothers, Prevagen.
This episode is sponsored by Prevagen.
If you know the Harris Brothers, you know that they are very forgetful. In any event, he came over, greeted us personally, which is always a plus. You know, when they come over to make sure that everything's going great. Right. It was a beautiful day like today in Southern California, in Beverly Hills.
Is it ever not a beautiful day?
There you go. Yeah. So we had the question that we always have, do we want to eat inside or outside?
Boy, and it took us a good 6 or 7 minutes to figure that one out.
2 weeks before that, it was our birthday, and we ate at Dante in Beverly Hills. There's a rooftop. And it was a gorgeous day again. So, but the inside looked beautiful. But the outside was the outside with a great view of, make it long story short, we chose to eat outside. This time around, again, beautiful indoor, but it was a gorgeous day outside, and they had tables on the sidewalk, which is a very Parisian type thing and a Beverly Hills type thing. So we chose we chose to eat outside, and our first table was a little nook that we were assured there
would be a little privacy there. You were like back in the corner there, and it was great. The sun was right on me, and you were a little bit in the shade.
Yeah,
and it was really nice until 2 minutes later when here comes a group,
three or four people.
Men.
On top of us. And loud.
They were talking about some
Nothing against them,
did.
But all of a sudden our privacy
was gone, and so, we had a business meeting next to us.
Yeah, so we moved to another location, which actually was better.
Yeah.
It was better.
Yes.
So, again, the restaurant was fantastic. The seating was great. The service was great. We met the owner's son, and then came our appetizer. We went with guacamole, which they make daily.
Guacamole,
at the table, which is okay, but – fantastic.
And not many places you're going to do it at the table unless it's a Mexican restaurant.
Correct. Yeah. And they served with not only chips, but carrots. Never seen carrots with the guacamole.
Only in Beverly Hills.
Only in Beverly Hills, but fantastic.
It's the healthy version of the guacamole.
We start off with some a pair of glasses, a wonderful Pinot Noir.
Yep.
I forgot the name of the brand, but it was wonderful.
Well, we can't remember anything. We need to have the book with us where we're constantly updating everything, everywhere, every name. Just jot it down.
For sure. But a wonderful way to start the meal was Pinot Noir, and it complemented that with the guacamole. Didn't seem like it would be a compliment, red wine with them, but it did.
Right.
And
usually with guacamole, you're going to have some cerveza, some tequila.
Yeah.
But to have a glass of red wine, it seemed off. But again, when you think of it, guacamole in an Italian restaurant didn't seem right anyhow. But anyhow,
it was fitting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we ordered the bologna. No, did we get the bologna? No, we didn't order the – we had the pork chop.
We had the pork chop, which –
French cut, I think, or Italian cut. Pork chop is what it was.
The sauce – well, it was a thick cut, and it was great.
I think it was French cut pork chop.
I think you're right.
Yes.
And it was complemented by a great sauce.
The sauce was extraordinary. It had to be the best pork chop I've ever eaten.
Without
question.
Yes.
And then there was what did it come with? Was it potatoes or mashed potatoes?
Vegetables.
Oh, vegetable. Medley of vegetables.
With the color.
Which is very colorful. Broccoli, cauliflower.
Purple broccoli. Broccoli.
Right.
Which was fantastic. But, you know, we were at a point like when we're eating things, are you going to eat the whole thing?
Right.
Or are you going to take some home?
It's a pork chop. It's not going to taste that fantastic.
The next day. So we hoarded it.
So we gluttoned ourselves.
Yeah.
And we ate it until we
couldn't eat anymore.
But
we did.
We did. And I finished every bit of the medley of
We were going to pass on dessert because we were so stuffed. Yeah. But when
that's another thing. We were going to pass on the dessert because we were so stuffed, but we ended up getting two desserts.
We did.
I got the apple cobbler.
Correct.
Apple crisp.
Apple crisp. And I got the
key lime pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
All fantastic.
Yes. And we complemented that with espresso.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Italians do when they're eating al fresco in Italy.
Excuse me. So, fantastic meal.
Yep.
Big shout out to Porta Villa Restaurant in Beverly Hills. They are 424 North Cannon Drive. You go to their website, Porta Villa Restaurant. You have to make a reservation. Well, you don't have. Yeah, make a reservation
in
advance.
It's a big place.
Yeah, and we had the pleasure of attending the 30th anniversary party a week before in their private room.
Oh, right, yeah, they were celebrating the 30th anniversary.
Private room, very classy, nice art, small
big
bar,
room,
but the bartender kept it going, which was an open bar. You can't beat that.
Right.
So big shout-out to Porta Villa Restaurant for the invitation to attend that and for us to come back to lunch as well.
Yeah.
absolutely loved it. So if you're listening now and you're
fine dining at its best,
whether it be breakfast, they're open for breakfast as well. So breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And on another note, you don't have to be a tastemaker or a bon vivant to eat there. They're open to anybody. So go ahead and make a reservation.
Tell them that the Harris Brothers sent you.
Pop in there.
Not sure what that will mean, but tell them the Harris Brothers will send you. So once again, thank you very, very much, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, it was great.
Switching to other things that are going on, Mark, let's talk about our Golden Globe event.
Golden Globe.
We are in business, and in addition to being bon vivants, we do own a company called Wow Creations Media, which hosts Celebrity Gifting Suites.
Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suites, where we connect the celebrity with a different brand, a different company, a different service for product placement in a roundabout way.
And gift bags, gifting suites, brand integration.
And the award season's upon us. Believe it or not, that's one thing. As you get to the end of every year, every season,
comes up quick.
What begins then is the award season. You know, the Grammy nominations were out last week. People's Choice Awards.
We don't do the Grammys, so maybe one of these days.
Right.
Our schedule is too many things to do.
It's the award season, and then it's just, what did you say, 7 weeks to the Golden Globe?
Yes.
So 7 weeks away to the Golden Globe Awards, which is January
5th. Our event is the 3rd.
Golden Globes had an issue a few years ago. There was a lot of
turmoil,
controversy. Turmoil. The NBC, which carried the show for years, stopped carrying it, and you know,
who's got it now?
Controversy, but it's back on road now. They're coming back again. It's the first weekend of the new year, right after New Year's Day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
New Year's Day, the first,
and then 2 days later is our event.
Right, and then the
2 days later is the awards. And that being said, regarding awards and our events, we just did the a beauty pageant on Sunday. The Miss Silver Star, or Silver State.
Silver State.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Yeah. And we started in the
beauty business.
Yeah. And, you know, we've done from this to that.
And by the way, since you mentioned that, this Saturday, live from Mexico City, is Miss Universe 2025.
Which we
good luck in finding a channel to watch now. Other than Telemundo, it's listed as you can watch it, all these other channels, but they're not listed on the menu that it's airing.
So it's only Telemundo?
Telemundo, or you can go to Hulu.
Wow.
So listen, that's Hulu. You can go to Hulu if you got
Mexico
Hulu.
Mexico City. We partnered with them for Mexico City years ago. We didn't attend that one, but we attended in Vietnam.
Right.
And
Los Angeles.
And
yep. But anyway, again, time to time when you're listening to this show, you'll notice that we bounce from one thing to one subject to another without no incorporation. It just happens to be, we think about it, we're going to bounce to it, and there it goes.
Yeah, so the Golden Globes is coming up, our event in 7 weeks, and if you have interest in placing your product or service or a brand.
Send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and we'll get right back to you.
Yeah, because we have a couple spots left, and we'd love to have new brands involved.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, man, you know, we recently discovered, we started a new partnership with a Hollywood charity.
Yeah,
which is it's called YourEverydayAction.org.
Yep,
and this has been around. They're fairly new. They've been around for 3 years. And basically, in a nutshell, what they do is they partner with a lot of movie productions and TV productions and production companies. And you know, you've heard about this, you know, for years that you know when you're on these sets, you eat like a king. There's all sorts of food, craft services. They give you the snacks and things, but then you also have your lunches and your pastas and all your foods and snacks and all this stuff. And as you can imagine, just like any buffet, at the end of the day, there's a lot of food left over.
Excess.
Right, excess.
People indulge and there's
this
excess.
This food normally would have been wasted. They threw it away and pitched, and I guess some of the staff would take some home. But when that is all said and done, there is still plenty of food that's just not used.
And so, you don't want to toss it.
Right. So the YourEverydayAction.org was created a few years ago. And what they do is with their partnerships with these production companies and movie companies and so forth, they take all the leftover foods from these sets and whatnot, and they deliver it to different, I don't want to say, soup kitchens and
food banks.
Missions and food banks to share with those that are in need. And this is constantly going on.
Yeah.
And so because it's fairly new, they're always looking for donations. They're looking for volunteers, assistants.
Especially with Thanksgiving coming up.
Sponsors.
Yep.
Right. Thanksgiving right around the corner.
Drivers to deliver food.
Right. So all sorts of stuff. So if you've got time, if you've got some cash, and you'd like to help the less fortunate and the needy here in Southern California, Los Angeles area primarily, go to youreverydayaction.org. Volunteer, donate, and assist. And one great thing about this, Matt and I had a great pleasure of when we started working with them earlier this year, is we were invited to attend their gala, which is a way to say thank you for participating.
Being involved.
Right.
Your service, so, your time, effort.
Here's a big party to celebrate. And their event is, the next one's going to be May 17th, 2025. It's the third annual fundraiser gala. So it's a great way to say thank you. Plus, they raise more money to go into the event. And they are a charity of choice to our gifting suites. They've been with us for our Emmy event, our Oscar event, and they will be participating in our Golden Globe event on January 3rd as well.
And happy to have them there.
Happy to have them there. YourEverydayAction.org. Go there, phone them, email them, give whatever you can. $5, $500.
Or you could help out, too, for Thanksgiving. They're looking for drivers to deliver food.
Yeah, you want some time. I mean, you're
If you
you're
got
retired,
the time.
You need some time. You have some time. You want to do something? Get involved with the community. Get involved with YourEverydayAction.org. Yeah. Lovely people. Too.
Yeah,
they're
and
fantastic.
Even if you don't have $5 or $10, you could help with your
right
service.
Around.
Yeah, so contact them, like Mark said, great. And we're very happy to have them involved.
Yep. Yes.
And all of a sudden, now we're into the holidays. But before I talk about that, Mark, did you happen to see a couple of our episodes of Storage Wars this week?
I did.
You know
I've seen these episodes, I don't know how many times. Now, let's flip back to Del Mar at the Breeders' Cup. You know, if there's one place that Matt and I get noticed, probably more than any place, is at the races.
Yes.
And especially at Del Mar.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of people in San Diego County and Southern California, they're big fans of the show.
Yeah.
So we got noticed.
Several times.
Yeah, about six or seven times. Stopped for photos. No autographs, just photos. And great talking with the fans.
And for the first time we got asked, what did we do to get kicked off the show?
That's right.
Never heard that.
Right.
We always hear, is it real?
Yeah, is it real? You know, this, blah, blah, blah. Would you get paid for it? Blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, back to storage, which was like your question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little mini marathon again.
Monday and Tuesday.
Days. Yeah, which is great. I always say we're like I Love Lucy.
Or Andy Griffith. Yeah.
Our episodes are running around the clock, around the world, any given day of the week. You just put the TV on and you're going to find Storage Wars. And if you find Storage Wars, there's a good possibility you're going to find us.
Well, like I said, we're on Monday and Tuesday.
There you go.
And that would be the A&E channel
and the FYI channel. So we're on two channels.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you know what? I found another channel that they're also on. I forget what that one is, though.
KTLA has us at midnight on Saturdays,
that
I think.
Might be
two episodes at midnight.
Yeah. You can't sleep, put the TV on, you got insomnia, we'll put you to sleep.
We were traveling to Toronto many years ago for a charity event, Rally for Kids, Cure for Cancer. Checked into our room about 11 o'clock, turned on the TV, and we literally were on.
Yeah.
We were on.
Great.
I mean, what are the odds of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Storage Wars, thank you to A&E for continuously to keep us running. Anyhow, always good to be noticed. And you're right, Mark. The race fans seem to always like us.
Yeah. I mean, it's if you don't watch the races, watch Storage Wars.
Yeah.
We're on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just like that with the weather, we're just talking the leaves
holidays.
Are changing. It's the holidays.
Just like that. And you know, last week, you know, because we started our decorating early, my wife is getting some foot surgery done next week. So she's not going to be available to walk around to do any of the decorating. Because you're on your feet all day. So we just did our indoor decorating last weekend. We're doing the outside decorating this Saturday. So our house currently has 3 Christmas trees up right now. And then the house is decorated fully like it's Christmas, which is, you know, at first I thought, well, what are you going to do? You're not crazy about that because that's just way too early. We had no choice because of the impending surgery. But once it's up, it's like, you know, throw on some Bing Crosby. Put on
when
the
it's
Hallmark
up, it's up,
channel.
Yeah.
You know,
your son,
you're getting into it.
Blake, decorated over a week ago.
Right.
Right?
I guess his girlfriend, MJ, they like doing that and getting into the spirit extra early.
If you're going to put it up and it's up for 4 weeks, you might as well have it up for 6.
Maximize.
Yeah.
So we're up for 7 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed my car. I already have my car decorated.
I saw that, yeah.
You saw that? Yeah. I got decorated my car with a wreath or a Christmas tree in the front and some ornaments in the windshield. And like you said, it gets you in the mood. We're putting our tree up on Saturday.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so
we want to have
we're
it
only
before.
A week ahead of you then.
Yeah, well, just the tree.
Okay.
Yeah. Decorations will come after Christmas.
Oh,
because,
after Christmas. After Christmas.
I mean, after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're hosting Thanksgiving, and my wife, she wanted to have the house decorated for fall and Thanksgiving.
Sure, makes
so
sense.
We're doing that. The trees are going up. But that being said, regarding the holiday season, there's lots of stuff going on. Mark, have you checked how many holiday tree lighting things?
No, I know we're going to the LA Zoo tomorrow.
We're going to the LA Zoo tomorrow, which is great. It's the
annual LA Zoo Christmas
lights yeah. show. And it starts tomorrow, and it's good for good. It goes through through Christmas, and it's I think $20 to get in. It's the zoo at nighttime, and if you have not been at the zoo
What's
at
the,
nighttime,
do you have the website handy?
Elliezoo.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they always have different events throughout the year, but this is their Christmas event, which is great. Like I said, it's only I think $20, and it starts after the sun goes down, after it gets dark. And it's you stroll through the zoo. It's about an hour. And they have hot cocoa. They have churros. And for those of us who want
I'm looking
like,
forward to some hot cocoa tomorrow.
Yeah, hot cocoa.
And by the way, bouncing off again, 79 degrees in L.A. today. Right now, as I'm pulling up with my top down, the sun is pounding on my forehead here.
Yeah.
But a great.
Well, he's got the convertible, so yeah. It's
79 degrees here in SoCal, which is Shangri-La.
But tickets are still available, and again, it starts tomorrow. I think it starts on Friday. Tomorrow is the opening night VIP thing.
Okay.
But it's a great way to see the zoo at nighttime. You still can see the animals and fantastic lights.
Yeah.
We've done that the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And break out your Santa hat, break out your lights.
Oh, yeah. Get in the mood,
and they have, like I said, hot cocoa there and
churros.
I don't get the churro connection, but churros and
Good
hot
point.
Chocolate, and it's great. And the Illy Zoo has been around forever, and it's for what it costs, it's a nice way to start the holidays. And also tomorrow night they have the Christmas tree lighting at Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
So and then another thing that's happening, Mark, is the Nutcracker.
Oh yeah,
we go to every year. Produced by Red
nice
Chair
stuff.
Productions at the historic Alex Theater in Glendale.
Yep.
Tickets are still available, but they sell out fast every year.
I can't imagine how they are still available because the theater's not all that big.
Yeah.
And how many performances are there?
Three.
Then it should be
two on Saturday,
soon.
I believe, and one on Sunday.
Well, that's probably going to be selling out soon.
Yeah, go to redchairproductions.com to get your tickets and cross your fingers. Hope that they're still available. Mark and I have attended, I think, the last 3 years, right, Mark?
Yeah.
And it is great.
It is a good show.
And the historic Alex Theater, which we grew up going as kids.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The performance is great. Kids of all age, old people like us. It's a great way to spend your evening.
Yeah.
Or an afternoon. There's a Sunday afternoon show, but I like the evening show.
Stop off at Damon's ahead of time. Go Damon's to Happy Hour. Yeah. Get a Mai Tai. Damon's another institution in Glendale since like the 30s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But again, go to redchairproductions.com if you're into Nutcracker's going on all over Southern California.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I think Sierra Madre, Costa Mesa, downtown. But we're born and raised in Glendale. We love it. We love Red Chair Productions. So look into it. Get those tickets before it's sold out.
Before they go, which, again, it's not that big of a theater, so I'm surprised the tickets are still available.
Yeah. But you haven't even heard about it, so you know they don't broadcast it. They don't.
Yeah.
If you're not walking by the Alex Theater to see it, or if you haven't gone in the past, you don't know. But we love it. Get out there. Yeah. And that being said, the Hollywood Christmas Parade is in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks from Sunday,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's right. It's Sunday after. So I need to find out who the grand. That's right. Amazing. You forget all about. We rode in the Christmas parade about 10 years ago. But I always like to find out.
Which was fantastic. That was bucket list.
Yeah, it was bucket list.
Grew up in L.A., Glendale, watching the Hollywood Parade, having an opportunity.
The Santa Claus Christmas Lane Parade.
Yeah, having an opportunity to ride in it. We were
with the wives,
and it was because of our celebrity from Storage Wars. Yeah. Half the people thought we were Barry. People would be yelling out thinking that we were Barry, even though our name was on the side of the car.
Which is great. I always like to see who the Grand Marshal is. I forgot who it was last year. But it's exciting to see who the Grand Marshal
is. Wasn't Buzz Aldrin a couple years ago?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was the year before, the year after we did it. But it's great. So, again, boy, suddenly now you got Thanksgiving. Yeah. Then you got the Christmas parade, and that's it. So I got to start my shopping. I don't know if you started your shopping yet.
A little bit. But you already started the decorating. My car is decorated. We're going to our first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
And that being said, I think we just got invited moments ago to another Christmas lighting type effect.
Lantern thing, right?
Yeah, in Paso Robles, which is wine country, about 2 hours north of L.A.
Yeah.
More to follow on the next broadcast, but let me look into this, Mark.
Well, Matt and I have been proud to, we just became part of the team here at the new Hollywood Elites magazine. Yeah, look at that. Look who's made the cover of that right there. And this is a great magazine. It's produced by Samira. How do you pronounce Samira?
Kazimira. Hold on, Mark. Hold on.
Okay,
here we go.
We got the business card right here.
You better say
it. It's Kazimini? Samira Kazimini. Sorry if I mispronounced it.
No, you
Samira.
Did it good.
But anyhow, this is all part of all her multiple business enterprises, including the luxurygala.com, which produces one of the best Oscar viewing parties in Los Angeles. But anyhow, this is a great magazine, and it's all about Hollywood. What's going on in Hollywood, the lifestyle, luxury, fashion, cocktails, gourmet, travel, and more, I guess.
Yeah.
And what better to
you
have?
You said lifestyle and
yeah,
and,
all that yeah, stuff. But, yeah. but who better to be part of the team now than us?
And we're on, that was issue number two, right?
This was issue number two, and it comes out once every 4 weeks, once every 6 weeks, something
who
like
knew?
That. Right. So it's a great magazine. Go to luxurygala.com, and there's more details on how you can get a subscription to this thing. You can buy it. If you want to just get one and you don't want to get the whole subscription or whatever, back to luxurygala.com. Samira, like I mentioned, she is hosting the premiere. If you can't be at the Vanity Fair party here in Los Angeles or the Governor's Ball after the Oscars or Elton John's party, you got to go to the luxurygala.com.
Yeah.
They've got – it's a great – I don't know how many people go to this thing. About
1,000. 1,000. I think it's 1,000 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Elegant Ballroom at the Universal Hilton or Universal Hilton in Universal City.
Bigger and bigger every year.
Elegant tableware.
Classy.
Set up. You know,
fun.
Wine, beer, fun, music. It's just
– Sometimes tequila.
You get dressed up in your Sunday best, your tuxedos. You get out there. The ladies get in there. Their evening gowns, and it's a great time.
Getting bigger and bigger every year.
Bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And when this thing was started, there were no 1,000 people going to this thing.
No, so, probably about 3 or 4.
Thanks again, Samira, for keeping us in the loop.
Yes.
With Hollywood Elites Magazine. Coming to you soon. But anyhow.
And we have a column that'll be.
Right. We have a column that's going to be coming out real soon about stuff that's happened in the last month or so, including the Breeders' Cup.
Look
so,
into the magazine to subscribe.
LuxuryGala.com. And thanks to the Hollywood Elites Magazine and Samira.
And to ping pong back to what I was just talking about, it is Sensorio. Sensorio. Paso, PASO.com. It's more than just Christmas lights. It's actually a radiant rhythm lighting effect. It's not dedicated to just Christmas. It's a wonderful lighting event and experience and immersive, I think that's what they call it.
Okay.
Recently found out about it. I'll have more information next time, but it's Sensorio, Sensorio, SensorioPaso.com, where your moments glow. That sounds cool, doesn't it? Where your moments glow. Yeah, radiant rhythm. So that's a cool thing. Always great, cool things to do in Southern California, or even
always new stuff.
Sapasa, that's Central Coast, is it?
Yeah, that's Central.
Central,
Coast.
Yeah. Two hours away. So we got that going on. We got the LA Zoo lights, and we got the Nutcracker. So lots of stuff coming up.
And then we may be doing Engelbert Humperdinck in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
November 30th, if you expect. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Not Christmas related, but.
Well, you said the event's coming up.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
So I think we're doing that on Saturday, November 30th.
At the Spotlight Casino.
Spotlight
in,
29 Casino. In Palm Springs.
Been there forever.
Been there forever.
Yeah.
And Engelbert Humperdinck is there, believe it or not. One night. So.
And he's going to be in Temecula one night, too.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, at. I can't.
Even, probably.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so. But yeah, so anyway. He's on tour, and we're looking forward to seeing that.
Lots of stuff going on here in LA. Believe it or not, we got the LA Auto Show coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, actually, it starts next week.
A week from Saturday.
A week from Friday, and we're going that Sunday. A week from this Sunday, we've been going to the LA Auto Show for probably about 20 years or so.
A little over that.
We start off with us and our buddies, and we go to the Pantry in downtown Los Angeles, which is an institution.
Staple
in Los
down,
Angeles.
Yeah.
It's been here in Los Angeles for probably around 80 years, I
yeah.
guess.
Maybe 100. Longer. Not 100, but maybe 90.
Used to be owned by former mayor Richard Reardon, which we met him there one time. he post his mayorship. We were in line because there's always a huge line to get into this place, the Pantry. You know, Sunday morning or Saturday morning, you're going to wait an hour to get into this place.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally make it to the front of the line, and out the door comes Richard Reardon. Mayor,
yeah.
Your Honor.
Did he come up to us, or did we go up to him?
We went up to him because we wanted to get a picture.
Okay, very nice.
Right, wait, invite us to come on in.
He did.
And sit with him.
He did, yeah.
We didn't take him up on that because there were just too many of us, and the place is packed in there, so I don't know where he could have got us. So he was leaving anyhow, so we didn't take him up on it. But it was a pleasure meeting him. But we always start our LA Auto Show experience with a fantastic breakfast at the Pantry. Old school.
Yep.
I mean, you got the old cup of coffee. I don't think they've changed anything there in 80 years. The
just
tables,
yeah.
everything's the same.
It looks all original.
You know, it is fantastic. And then you top it off by going to the LA Auto Show because we walked. There's only a couple blocks from the Pantry. So, again, tickets are available. It's still available. LAAutoshow.com. So if you're interested in going, get the tickets. It's a great show.
Great way to spend
the day or evening. 25 years. Yeah. So, and
see
I like
cars.
To go opening weekend, though, too, when it's crowded. It's packed.
The a lot of people don't like the crowds, but we do.
Yeah, last weekend it's slow. It's there's only, you know, not that many people going there, but we like the vibe. We like it being crowded and happening there, so we go opening weekend, which is a week from Sunday.
Yeah, sometimes we've gone in the, yeah, like you said, the closing.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
It's, yeah, it's like, which surprises me. You figure it would be more crowded. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Was that yours?
It just toppled, yep.
And you had a chip.
Just leave it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so we're going to go that, you said, Mark, we're going to try to go that Friday?
No, or that Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, week from this Sunday.
And is there a preference to Sunday or Saturday?
No, but we've always gone Sunday.
We've always gone Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, we've never gone any other time.
Hey, big shout out and congratulations to the LA Dodgers.
Hey,
Where's your ring?
Oh,
where's your ring?
Jeez, didn't bring it.
I thought you would have, too.
Yeah, it's again, okay. You're just getting adjusted, getting back into the rhythm here.
What a season. What a series. What a playoff.
And what a win.
What a
literally,
win.
Financial win. We bet on a parlay ticket in early April. It was April. And we did that with a couple other teams, and it came through. So we made our visit down to State Line last week and collected our winnings, which is...
But what a series. I mean, I can't say it enough.
A couple times I thought we were toast.
Yeah. And the city of Los Angeles had a parade. We did not make it. We were going to Breeders' Cup.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I always say that timing because, you know, there's 365 days in a year, but how many times have you been invited to do something or were planning to go someplace and there are multiple things that are happening in the same night? It seems there are more and more of that's happening.
Yes.
Where there's multiple things going on in one night, and this was one of them. We had to pass on the Dodger parade.
We didn't want to, but it would have been an hour and a half.
We were excited to go to the Breeders' Cup, which was, again, it was fantastic. You know, I mean, it's just
it doesn't matter, but a couple years ago when the Rams won the Super Bowl, we did go to that parade.
Right.
We had time available, and we went.
Yeah.
But a big, huge, massive shout-out to the Dodgers, who not only won, they deserved it.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about
next year already, right?
Yeah. And you know, Mark, there are some tickets for Japan.
To go to Japan to see the game? Where are those going
at? I don't even know. Yeah, so they're
opening
this season.
It's a long way to go for a ball game.
And it's a pregame. It's a pregame, preseason.
Yeah.
But they will sell it out.
Back
to being a bon vivant. And again, invitations, galas, red carpets, launch parties, dinners, what have you. We recently attended the performance of Ain't Misbehaving.
Oh, yeah.
Been around since 1979.
Believe it. Because I remember growing up as a kid, we always used to see commercials for Ain't Misbehaving at the Amundsen.
Tony Award winning. Again, since 1979, Tony Award winning. Step into the lively New York jazz scene from the 20s and the world and music of Fats Waller. And we did about 3 weeks ago.
And it was at the Carpenter Hall.
Carpenter Center.
Long Beach State.
Yeah. Long Beach State or Cal State
Long
Beach.
And it was named after Karen Carpenter because she went there.
Yeah.
And they built this fabulous, huge performing arts center.
Yeah.
And the Carpenter Hall, I think it's called the Carpenter Hall. But boy, what a great venue.
Yeah.
To have this thing.
Yeah. It was a fantastic venue. Didn't realize it existed until we got the invitation to attend. So thank you very much.
Don't get down to Long Beach that often.
Don't get down to Long Beach very often. And somebody from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Graham Nash, is going to be performing there in a couple weeks.
Oh.
So it gives you an idea what a big place this is. Big but small. Quaint, cozy.
The seats are a good size. So you're not sitting on top of somebody. It's very comfortable.
But we really did step into the 1920s New York jazz scene.
There were some of the guests were dressed as flappers
and
in the 20s.
Yeah. So thank you very much for the invitation. And they are all the company in Victoria Walker and her PR firm invited us. They're also partnering with the Queen Mary, promoting several events they have coming up for the holidays.
The 57th anniversary of the Queen Mary being in Long Beach. It was decommissioned 57 years ago and made its final journey from England to Long Beach, where it was put there as a tourist attraction for the last 57 years. Business has been up, business has been down, COVID, war, I mean, just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you've never gone to the Queen Mary, you know, we've been going there since we were kids.
Yep.
And, you know, the Poseidon Adventure was filmed there. The Night Stalker was filmed there. I mean, they filmed it.
Tons of stuff, historic. So we're talking about holiday events. They have, I think, starting this week, a holiday event as well, where they have tree lighting and caroling.
Fantastic.
And,
And plus, on top of that, they have a fabulous Sunday brunch.
So go to thequeenmary.com, looking to taking the tour, staying at the hotel there.
The Queen Mary
Hotel. Supposedly the haunted.
Marilyn Monroe apparently walks the halls. Or Clark Gable or somebody like that. Somebody from the 30s.
Check out the brunch. Spend an afternoon there. Take the tour. Take the brunch. Spend the night there. You want to celebrate an anniversary or a birthday or just because.
Yeah.
Or check out the holiday lights that are, I think, start this weekend and go on through a week. A month. So go to queenmary.com, get involved, have some fun. Always good stuff to do in Southern California.
Enjoy the holidays, have a brunch there, enjoy the ship.
And then hopefully when you get back home, you turn on A&E and there's an episode of Storage Wars with us.
So you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, so you've been streaming anything lately? Anything new? I mean, it seems like there's a million things on cable right now.
Yeah.
I watched episode two of the Menendez. I think it's called. Monsters.
Yeah.
The Menendez murder trial.
Just finished that last week.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Pretty good.
You've got Murders of the Building on Hulu. You've got The Presumed Innocent on Apple. You've got Bad Monkey on Apple.
And something new on Netflix, Mark, that we just started watching. We finished. I can't remember the name.
The rom-com you're talking about.
Yeah.
You watch five episodes and you never remember the name. Ten.
No.
Wow.
I should look into it. But it just recently started like 2 weeks ago with Adam Brody from The OC.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like watching two episodes a week. I just do. I don't like binging. But it was so good and so short. My wife said we knocked it out in 2 days.
Right.
But now it's over. Probably have to wait a year till the next season.
Yeah, we've started.
I don't like that.
Again, like I said, Bad Monkey, Palm Royale.
I still got another episode of that.
The Perfect Couple was good.
Knock that out quick too, Mark.
Schreiber. Well, that was because it was so good. Nicole Kidman
and only six episodes, I think.
Yeah, that's what makes
it. Yeah.
You know, when the episodes are 45 minutes or less, when there's only six or seven episodes, it makes you want to just binge, you know, and watch more of them than an hour episode that's got 12, or an hour episode and there's 12 episodes. It's tough to get into.
How many do you like watching at a time?
We can go two.
Two.
Probably, yeah. I think that's the maximum we ever ever binged. You know, I started this one thing a few months ago about Benjamin Franklin on Apple with Michael Douglas at Benjamin Franklin.
How was that?
I liked it. Yeah. I didn't finish it. Started it, went on to the next thing. And the next thing was Manhunt, about the search for John Wilkes Booth after Abraham Lincoln is killed.
Oh. Did you finish that?
No. Again, two episodes and then moved on to something else. So,
yeah.
Same with Presumed Innocent. One episode and then moved on to something else.
Yeah.
So binging, there's so much streaming stuff.
Yeah.
Plus the stuff that's on TV.
Too much.
You know, last night.
You can't catch up.
We always watch the Dancing with the Stars. And then last night was Fox has this Murder in Small Town.
Oh.
Great.
I wish you would have reminded me.
I didn't know you wanted to watch it.
Yeah, you were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Followed by Accused. And which is, again, these are Fox shows, which are really good shows. So between all the stuff that's on network TV and the stuff that's on streaming.
Yeah. Very difficult.
You know,
I mean, very difficult.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I want to watch that new. And then you like the Hallmark movies, and that's the holiday season.
Well, Stacy does. I like the two. I like the two. Christmas at the Plaza and Hallmark, and then a Royal Christmas. Those two are my favorite. And we just happened to watch it last week. They were both on. But the wife's got the Hallmark on all the time. She loves it. And you watch one of these things. It sucks you in. I've never seen
any of them.
Yeah, well, you haven't even seen Christmas at the Plaza?
Maybe that one like a couple years ago.
Well, you got to.
Yeah.
I think you teed with it last week.
I did because you suggested it.
And the Royal Holiday. You got to watch that.
I got both those.
Watch it this week.
How many things do you have on your TiVo? I got 114.
Well, we only go up to 100%, and right now at 90%.
Well, then, but how many shows you
got? Again, it all depends on how many, you know.
What do you think you got? I got 114.
No, nowhere near that. I'd say we only have room for about 35, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, got 114 things currently on there.
About 35 things on there.
I see you got a Pasadena the Pops.
Yes. One thing that's great about, again, living near, Arcadia.
Being a bon vivant.
Being a bon vivant. Is the Pasadena Pops. Now, this is an old program because I couldn't find it.
I'm glad you got it, Mark.
I couldn't find the new program.
Yeah.
How? I don't know. This is an older program. But anyhow, Pasadena Pops, it's based in Pasadena. And the website is Pasadena. Oh, crap. Where is it at? Okay, I'll get it to you in a second. But anyhow, it's every summer they go to it's at the Arboretum, the Los Angeles Arboretum, right across from Santa Anita. And they put on these concerts. And your in-house conductor is Michael Feinstein. And they have six concerts, I think, during the summer. And, I mean, they're fantastic. Now, here's just an example of some of the ones they've had in the past. The the classic mystery tour. This was
Beatles.
Beatles, yeah. Sinatra's Songbook.
Always great.
Fleetwood Mac. Great. Road to Motown. 100 Years of Broadway.
That was one summer. Last summer, I think.
This, I mean, yeah. And every summer they've got, you know, more different variety of things, which is fantastic. And, again, the in-house conductor is Michael Feinstein, who's fantastic. The next event, even after the summer, coming up to the fall, they also have events taking place inside their auditorium in Pasadena. Resident conductor, or Michael Feinstein, resident conductor for the Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum during the summer. Now, during the fall and winter months, they have other shows taking place. Let me see what I have written down here. Okay. Here it is. Pasadena Symphony -Pops. .org. Now go to that and you can check out their schedule of holiday stuff,
holiday specials,
holiday music,
events, just events,
all sorts of events.
Yeah.
But for about 8 years, we've been working with Pasadena Pops and attending their
summer
concerts, events at Santa Anita.
Phenomenal.
And, right. And next year, they've already got the schedule out for next year, and they're already, you could already buy tickets for next year, which is fantastic.
We always have a table, but you don't have to have a table. You could picnic.
Right.
And the picnic plenty is fantastic. Of space. Bring your chairs, blanket, and alcohol, food. Bring whatever. They also have food trucks.
Yes.
So
it's just terrific. And again, they got every year's different. So I forget which ones they had this year. The ones I just mentioned was from last year. So this year was Harlem Nights. They had Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
They had Oscar and Tony.
The Swedish brand. The Swedish band.
Oh, ABBA.
ABBA. Yeah. ABBA. Yeah. Great. That was a sellout. They don't always sell out, but that was a sellout. Huge amount of fans
Pasadena
for that.
Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum. Now, we're off the season already, but they've got plenty of things going on during the winter and fall months in Pasadena. So, again, go to their website and look at the schedule, see what they've got. Again, it's a Pasadena Symphony.
Great way to spend a summer evening.
Yeah, because it's a summer outside. You know, if you can't go to the Hollywood Bowl, because sometimes the Hollywood Bowl is, you know, it's kind of a mess.
Expensive.
It's a long
parking,
way to go.
Yeah, parking.
Parking is tough.
And usually expensive.
25,000, 30,000 people going there.
Yeah.
Here at the Arboretum, I think there's about 6,000.
Yeah.
Give or take, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the pleasure of meeting their resident conductor,
Michael Feinstein, once. Yeah.
And heck of a nice guy.
Yeah, took us back to his trailer.
Trailer, right? His dressing room. I
guess heck of a nice guy. Yeah.
Hey, great.
That
bring
was
your
really
champagne. You bring your wine. I always make martinis. Bring the shaker. We're making martinis, and then you bring your
decorate the table. Fantastic.
Put candles on there and everything. It's just a
look into it.
It's a lovely evening in the
look into
California.
Look into the Queen Mary. Look into the zoo. A lot of things to look into. A lot of upcoming fun things.
ReadersCup.org.
A lot of good looking.
LuxuryGala.com. Get your issue of Hollywood Elites magazine.
Yeah, go to it and get an issue. And we got to have Jim do that as well. And go to make sure that you go to the Luxury Gala for your Oscar viewing party. Mark pitched them really good. Yeah. So I think we're coming down, winding down with time, Mark. So. If you need to contact us, you can contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Hopefully you can turn on 150. Did you see Yellowstone the other day?
Who?
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
How about that? We won't ruin
but
it.
I think they already did. It's already out there.
Yeah.
There was an interview with Kevin Costner that they were asking, what do you think about the way it ended? Oh. He goes, you mean the suicide? Because it's out there. We're not breaking news with that. It's out there.
But did you know it beforehand?
No.
Oh, okay.
I knew that he was gone somehow. I didn't know if he was dead, if he was murdered or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a really
I liked
good
it,
show.
But it's a good show.
But you know what? He's not the kind of guy to be wearing pajamas when he goes to bed. Mm. You know? He's either going to be wearing, you know, like, you know, loungewear, I think.
You're right about that.
He's not. He didn't,
yeah.
John Dutton didn't seem like a guy that wears silk pajamas to bed. And when they showed the body there, he's wearing silk pajamas.
Yeah, that was unnecessary because it didn't have to be taking place in the middle of the night.
What's that?
Him getting killed.
Oh, well.
Him wearing pajamas.
Well, whatever. So I just thought that was kind of weird. But,
yeah. I mean,
and I didn't even know he was living in the governor's mansion. I thought he was still staying at the Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
When was the last episode? A year ago?
It had to be at least a year ago.
I don't even remember how it ended.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's the problem you run into when you have these shows.
Big gaps.
And they don't come back for a year or so.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like the second season of, what was that show on Apple with the coach? He was out there in in London with the soccer team. Won all the Emmys and all the Golden Globes, and they won every award out there with what's-his-face. I don't even remember what the name of it was.
It was a long gap between seasons two and three.
Right, there was. Yeah. So I didn't remember how the other season ended before the next season started.
Yeah.
There was a long gap again, and I don't know how the next season went on again.
Yeah.
So
you got to bring it.
You can't take years off with the thing. Anyhow, again, we brought in our bobbleheads because we thought this is cool.
Yeah.
The Storage Wars Harris Brothers bobblehead. Now, they made a mistake here. Yeah. I always used to wear the maroon burgundy Tex jacket, and Matt used to wear the white jacket. But when the bobbleheads were made for us,
they switched the heads.
They switched the heads.
Or switched the bodies.
Yeah.
But so, pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Not everybody's got one. Nowadays,
That was
a clone. Yeah, one
Jeez,
of our
a lot
clients.
Of forget going on in this episode today.
Yikes.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago, though, Mark.
Yeah, it was. A good 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, a good 10 years. So
yeah.
That's, yeah, I guess and there's probably about a dozen bobblehead companies out there right now.
Pricey. So,
right. But it's kind of a neat thing to have. They're about $100 now, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Very.
But if you want to have something unique, your own bobblehead.
Pretty cool.
Get a bobblehead, man.
Yeah.
This is.
Very cool. Yeah. I love it. It sits on my bar. Where's your sit? At your desk?
On my desk.
Okay.
Right in front of my computer.
Yeah.
So
we're
doing lots of things, and I think we're going to be trying to do this show back to our regular schedule. So stay
More
tuned.
To follow. More to follow.
LATalkRadio.com. And again, like we always say, you know, our website is wowcreationsmedia.com. And we're on the face. What's the Instagram? What are we
at? At Wow Creations.
Okay.
And also at The Bon Vivants.
And we're twitter.com Kings of Swag, I believe.
Yes.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. And we're on TikTok too, but I'm trying to figure that thing out today.
Trying to figure out
Mark.
The whole TikTok thing.
Yeah. We have an account, but I was trying to post something today, Mark, unsuccessfully. Boy, we're ready. We know what's happening. Huh?
Well, that's the new generation is on that thing. So, but anyway, we're on Facebook.
Good to be back today.
We're on Instagram. So we're all over the place. And we're all over the place on A&E, all over the place on FYI. The website's wildcreationsmedia.com. We've got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of stuff happening over the next 7 weeks, I think, to the rest of the year. So anyhow, you got to start playing your New Year's Eve plans as well.
Yeah.
Normally what we like to do is we go to
the Langham.
The Langham.
Dinner first.
Dinner first.
In Pasadena.
And, Mi Piace the last couple of years. Were we at Mi Piace last year?
Yes.
Okay. Mi Piace for dinner. It's on Colorado Boulevard. It's on the parade route. And then we go to the
Langham
for Hotel
cocktails.
For cocktails.
Dessert.
Also in Pasadena.
Yep.
Dessert
and
cocktails.
Bring in the new year.
And we bring in the new year at the Langham.
Yep.
Wake up the next morning at the crack of dawn, get to the
parade,
and then head on over, hopefully get into my son's place, Blake.
To watch the games.
In his apartment's got a big
lounge. Party room, lounge. That's what you'd call it. Okay. And I guess
so
that's what you do, Mark. Well,
thank you for tuning in.
That's
a wrap. Thanks for tuning in. And follow us on all our media channels that we mentioned before.
Send us an email. Follow us at Wow Creations on Instagram. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to the next visit.
And we will see you soon.
Stay safe out there.
Yes.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.